email to you, make sure you email me and get it to you.
Okay.
Most of them did. And I'll get the cut cleaned up and make you look like I was bit of rest of the speed.
And let me ask you this, Rick, is it typical that with some of the county offices that then the budgets can be amended through the years, circumstances change? Because this we're flying by the seat of our pants here, quite frankly.
It can be amended. Basically, what I'm going to suggest is that we're going to budget it to spend all that money in different places, and you may or may not spend it all. And we'll have, you know, if it all doesn't come in, then hopefully we're going to have enough of a cushion in that contingency fund that we won't have to worry about anyway. But if something comes up, we get a big grant for some reason or other, something like that, yes, we can do it.
Just for a point of information, if it's not all used in 1 year, it rolls over to the next.
Carries right over to the next, that's right.
Okay.
Rick, we're doing this just like we do the office one.
Yes, right? You should be pretty familiar with the problem.
Circuit Clerk's office. I'm a probate clerk.
Oh, okay. It's been 16 years as a paralegal. Oh, okay.
I'd sent out a kind of a broad general category. I pulled some things off of the Development Disabled Board budget, and I don't know that whether that would start us or whether we want to look at that as maybe a way to at least get some broad general categories. And let me ask you this, Rick, would these be too specific for accounting budgeting purposes? Or okay. We don't want to make it too constrictive that we would have to come back and amend this thing too quickly or all the time.
It's pretty good to me. You know, I'll just copy those off on here, and then you just can read those off a little bit as you go here, and maybe they can either say, yeah, that sounds good, or that doesn't. How about we do that?
Were there any other categories that besides those that I emailed out?
The only thing I was going to suggest is that some of these things are like office supplies, and you know, in the county budgets, we usually just have supplies, and then we don't necessarily
break it down that
way. Right, break it down.
Just supplies.
Right.
Okay.
And fees, we would just have one for fees. We would have one for training.
Like consulting and professional knowledge, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. fees?
Fees, yes.
Okay.
And then if we had training, the mileage and all that would still go underneath training.
Okay.
So you wouldn't have a separate category for your mileage. Or
okay.
And we'll document it as we put those into the account.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, do you want to start out with advertising, or do you think we'll be putting some things out in the paper?
Well, I think yes, that's
mailing.
Definitely going to be something we're going
okay.
to do. And I think another one, I know we're doing the budget, but another thing like what Bill and everybody else was talking about is that maybe we need to advertise we're going to have a meeting with a senior citizen center in Forsyth, and we're going to have one in Branson, and especially this first year, I think we need to start doing that. So we are going to have to budget for
it. Why do you it, Jan, and she takes care
of it? Yeah, Jan does it.
Okay.
Either that or Pat puts it in her senior column.
Would it be easier if we just get the category for you first and then go back and put the numbers in, Rick, or what's...
Yeah, I think it's easy for me to do that.
That'd be the easiest
okay.
way.
Maybe start advertising where it's the first category.
And in advertising, that's not necessarily, you know, paper. That might be putting out flyers.
Yeah,
that might
right.
be anything like that.
Right.
So.
Okay, maybe training next.
Okay, I put board expense and training.
Okay, board expense and training. Let's see. I know like some places there are some entities, there are statewide organizations sometimes that you want to belong. So I think that was the dues that we
yes.
had here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether there is, but if there is, I think it'd be helpful for us to belong to that. Next had insurance. Next had supplies. Then equipment. Then we had feeds. Then do we want to lump I don't know, telephone, internet service, utilities, just, can we just say utilities? Would that be a broad general category, Rick?
Yeah, that's going to be a good one to use.
Okay, instead of those specific ones.
We also have to post a bond.
I don't think so, because I don't think we've got any money.
Oh, until we get a, but do we need?
Well, but I think Helen.
I think it'll all stay in the county treasury. And
okay.
I don't know that there's any reason for anybody to be bonded. I didn't read everything about that. I just kind of read the first part.
I didn't see it. I mean, there may be. Let's see. And then I guess, do we, as far as grants, do we just want to use one broad category for grants instead of trying to break it down into subcategories at this time? Because that's probably going to be where our big expenditure is going to be.
Keep one broad.
Do you want to call that grants?
Just grants.
Do you want to call that senior services? Because I think you're
okay. See,
I think we need to be specific with that because that I don't think people may not understand what
you mean. Grants or senior services?
Senior
or both?
Senior services. I don't think we should call it grants.
Okay,
senior services.
Okay.
People are going to say, okay, that's where the majority of it ought to be, and they're going to look at it and say, I think that's probably going to fare well.
Okay. And then do you usually have, I had a miscellaneous category, but is that where you have your contingency funds?
I would maybe put contingency on there. I try not to let anybody do miscellaneous.
Okay. You don't like that?
I don't like that.
Okay.
If you can't find someplace to go, you shouldn't be spending it.
Okay.
Everything has to be covered.
We'll just call it a contingency instead. Does that sound like the broad general categories that we need? Okay. Let's see. I don't know. Just winging it, I would almost say that on the senior services, particularly starting out, when we say 90% of our budget would be that, and the other 10% would be allocated among these others. I mean, I don't have a feel. I'm just asking a question.
It sounds reasonable. I mean, that's we're in the business for senior services,
right?
Not advertising or fees or anything else. Let's spend some money on the services.
And okay. I think probably you'll find there'll be a lot of those things that maybe will. You might think, well, I'm going to put it in the other one. You get to think about it. It really is. We're doing it for the senior services. You may want to stick it in that fund. Just got
right.
That's
right.
Where it's gone.
Yeah.
So you won't.
Or is that too big? How much would you usually suggest for a contingency,
well,
Rick?
I think we
ought to start there.
Let's start there because I'm guessing you're not going to collect the full $450,000.
Right.
So I would say, you know, say $50,000 off of there. And if you want to keep $50,000 as a cushion, so I'd put $100,000 in contingency. If someone asks why, then my reason for that is because we don't.
Not going to get it all
collected all to begin with, and then we wanted to make sure we didn't run out of money to spend before the end of the year.
Okay. So $100,000 there. So, does that sound all right to everybody?
And then back up to top, I do suspect that as this money comes in, you probably won't spend it as fast as it comes in. So I put in $1,000 in interest, I would say. And that may, probably that's a little much. I probably don't lower that up. But over the year, you probably end up with $500 interest.
Okay.
So we're gonna be working, spending $350,500 now.
Okay.
And you say you make 90% on the services?
Well, I guess, I'm sorry, you're taking $100,000 off. In other words, so you're down to
$350,000? Right.
Okay.
Where does the 1% that the county gets go in that budget?
That will be out before it comes in.
Okay, so the 450
is the net.
The
collector will actually hold that out before there, yes.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's not 1%, whatever it is, he holds it out before.
So that is the net amount.
Okay. So 90% of what, 350, whatever that is. Was that about 325,000 maybe?
$310,000.
Somewhere in the neighborhood. I'm going to give it exact because I want the one figure in the $500 interest too. Okay.
Should we think about other income besides interest too, just a miscellaneous other income?
Yeah.
Hence we don't have, I mean, some politically incorrect here, so I'll be careful. Okay. So we don't have somebody that gives us a gift and takes it back.
You guys are really going to go over into another financial statement with $157.
Oh, no, I'm just saying every category, but that,
yeah. Don't forget the 39 cents.
I guess we'll. I see what you're saying, Billy. I guess we don't need it. But.
Oh, I don't think
we'll probably get something.
I don't think it hurts to have something in there, but I mean, it is the label that, but I don't think we can count on the money for the budget.
Right.
Like that.
Okay. How about training? Would that? What do you think on that, folks?
How much are we left? 40,000.
Well, let's see. We had what did you say? 310 and 140. Yeah, we got 40,000 left.
Yeah.
Did he give us the figure for the senior services, what we'd actually put?
310, I'm saying.
310.
I don't know whether that was exact.
He was doing something about 500 the interest, too.
Yeah, I didn't.
He's already.
We'll say roughly 310. We'll let him balance it out.
Okay.
So we got 40 left. So. How many do we have? We've got training, we've got supplies, we've got fees, we've got utilities. So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4. Do we have equipment? That's 5.
You said equipment.
Yeah, we probably end up with some. Maybe, at least we ought to budget in case we decide, you know, in case the county gives us an office and we've got a computer or something that we want to stick in there.
Why, you know, you're talking about websites and stuff. You'd have to have it someplace. Mm-hmm. You're going to have that in there.
So 5, that'd be, if we just divided 5 into 40, that'd be about 8,000 for each of those categories. I don't know if that's, if we have 5 more categories, let's see what else.
So you got training, you've got equipment.
Let's see, he went ahead and broke out board expense and training and dues separate there, Ben. We were just trying to figure out what to do with our other $40,000 here.
So in training, are we putting dues and?
I've got dues separate, so
okay.
It's kind of up to you all.
We got training, equipment, dues, and utilities.
Then fees.
What he said earlier, he said advertising, board expense and training, dues, insurance, supplies, equipment,
oh, I forgot about the advertising.
Fees, utilities, senior services, and contingency fund.
You set aside for, we have to have somebody run the day-to-day. They have supervisors for the western portion of their county and supervisor for the eastern portion of their county.
See, I'm not tracking with you. I'm sorry, Don.
There, somebody to run the day-to-day, you know, we're not all going to be available, or who is mm-hmm. going to, you know, you got to have somebody that's going to hire people that are going to clean, you know, when we get to that, but we got to set aside the money for that.
Okay, well.
Of course, that's going to be in our service.
I guess I was thinking more in terms of our contract. In other words, I guess I was thinking in terms, like, say, for example, of our meeting here mm-hmm. on a monthly basis, and then the services that we provide, at least initially, you know, for the first year or two or however many years, would be more where we would contract with different, I guess, entities, oftentimes not-for-profits or maybe governmental units that provide these services.
And that would come out of our 310.
Out of our 310 instead of necessary. In other words, I don't envision having somebody sitting in an office someplace 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, or even part-time at least at this point. Now, if you all think differently, you know, we need to speak up and discuss it.
Well, if we're only going to meet once a month, and we're in the fourth and in the second week, somebody needs something now, you know, well, who's going to provide that? They're going to have to wait till the fourth week that we pass on something.
Well, I guess, I mean, are you thinking about Sue Jones calling up and saying, I need meals at my house, or...
Well, or whatever, you know, and we're going to wait 2 weeks to talk about it.
That won't be presented to you individually, though. That would go through the Meals on Wheels program.
Well, I'm not saying just Meals on Wheels. I mean, whatever their, you know, plight is.
But it's not on an individual basis, John.
It's what?
It won't be on an individual basis to the board. It'll be, the majority of it will be, I'm not going to call up and say I need Meals on Wheels delivered to me.
Well, forget the Meals on Wheels.
Well, I'm just using that as an example.
If they need somebody to take them to, you know, the hospital.
Well, if I may interject, my understanding is that we're going to meet with these other entities out there that already provide these services or maybe thinking about providing these services. And then someone's going to be in charge of transportation. I'm just going out using examples here. Like Knights of Columbus, they take care of the transportation. So someone from their group does that, and we're giving them money to do that. And then someone does the Meals for Wheels, and we give them money to do that. I think down the road, hopefully, we'll have staff, but I don't foresee that in the next couple of years. That's my point.
And I think we need to understand that some of that staff could well be voluntary, you know.
Well, yeah.
We may get people that be willing to sit in an office for half a day or something and take phone calls. And hopefully we could train them to be aware enough of the resources in the community and what we have to offer that they could be channeled to the right place. I mean, I think that would be part of our responsibility that we do, you know, if they was interested in you know, it's something that one agency provides, that we put them in contact with that.
Yeah, if we're going to have a website, we're probably going to need someone besides myself to work on that.
Excuse me. What county is Springfield in? Is that Green?
Green County.
Green County Ward, what I understand from Dorothy Newell's from the Southwest Office on Aging, they do it by, like, a grant application. Let's just take the Knights of Columbus. If they would want to provide services, they would just fill out a grant application telling you who, what, why, how they're going to spend the money. And, well, youth have all worked with grants. Okay, that is my understanding is how that county does it. And from what I can gather, that's the majority of the county. Like a home health care would come in and say, we will provide this many hours, this many, this and that, you know. And then they take care of the day-to-day stuff.
You know, I know that the board that I hate to keep going back to this example, but I think we were in business probably 20 years before we had anything other than volunteers. It was all, you know, I mean, we didn't have any staff. We didn't have any employees. But we weren't in a position that we needed it or wanted it, and everything was done by grant. However, I kind of understand what Don is saying. It might not be a bad idea, at least in this initial budget, to have a minimal amount in there, you know, for staff in the event, because we're plowing new ground here for all of us, and it might not be a bad idea, particularly if the county were to make an office available to us and we purchased, we had a computer, to have maybe $5,000 or something set aside for staff salaries if we decided we wanted to do something like that. Does that sound reasonable to everybody?
It does to me. I think it's real important that you think about a staffer.
Okay. Do you think we ought to put more aside than that, Bonnie, or do you have any thoughts?
Probably. I think it needs to be more. Okay. I realize that when you get the monies, it's supposed to be spent on the services, but having just worked with a lot of volunteer boards, it's tough. You know, they're easy to wander. And so I think with this much money, this much need,
I think there's going to be a lot of coordination with these other entities. I think it's going to be real soon that you're going to find you're going to need that one person at the helm.
Okay. I mean, I'm certainly open to that.
I just see it happening rather quickly.
How long has Stone County had their tax? How long has that been passed in Stone County?
90, and they got money in 91.
How long has Green County had theirs?
Right, approximately 8 years. And I apologize, I got all this information. I didn't think I was going to
see the other counties have been there long enough. They've organized and they know what they need now. Mm-hmm. But what did they do in the beginning? Because we're just at the beginning.
Well, I will tell you this. Dorothy Knowles and Star Kohler from the Department of Aging up in Springfield, because we're the Southwest Missouri Aging Center, they can probably give you a lot of this information. And like I said, you know, they've sent me some of it and that, but I have no idea, other than they do the grants, and from what I understand, Stone County uses a grant application type also.
What? Let me ask you this, Bonnie. What do you think would be a reasonable figure?
Well, depends on how many hours you're going to use. You're going to use them half, you know, half days, or.
$10,000, or.
It'd be half time.
That would that suit everybody for the initial budget to say $10,000 for staff salary? Or do we want to cover a separate category for that, Rick? Or? Unless it would fit someplace else.
In the information that Pat gave me earlier here, it says almost all of the counties use a formal application process to determine which agencies will be funded through the senior services tax levies. About half use a request for proposal format, and others have a rolling application process. All counties report that funding decisions are determined by their board members and that agencies receive funding must provide a report at least once a year.
What's back on the this, do you have another suggestion as to where to put the staff records?
I just put another expense line there.
Okay.
On $10,000.
Okay. So we're down to about 30, I think.
30,000
to left. Let's see, we've got advertising, training, supplies, fees, and utilities. Is that it then? Or do we have anything else here? I see we had insurance too. I'd forgotten about that.
Don't need board insurance.
Yeah. I bet you're looking at $2,500. I might be mistaken.
You're talking
like
heirs and admissions.
Yeah, what you're talking about. Officer directors.
And actually, even though you volunteer board, I think you'll be covered under it. If you're going to meet here, I think the county will cover you on the workman's comp. They'll make us cover you.
Okay.
I'll check on that.
Okay. I think the officer of directors, maybe for the insurance, maybe $2,500. Does that sound reasonable?
I have no idea.
Yeah. All on the other board of honors, like $2,900. So I'd say probably for this board, I would say $2,500 would do it. Let's see, what are we down to left, Rick?
28,000.
Anybody have an idea on advertising?
I think that's something that's going to cost if you're going to really reach the people. Mm-hmm. Because like Bonnie was saying, a lot of them, they don't listen to the radio or buy a newspaper, and they don't have computers or don't know how to use them. And they watch TV.
Could I put some input in here? Darlene and I probably visited 3/4 of the churches in Taney County in the last
so many
weeks
times
for the election. I would recommend you sending letters to the pastors of every church we can get a hold of and asking them to tell these folks, this is, you know, if you need information, this is where you go, or this meeting, please attend. Though they go to church. We have found that out.
And the doctors.
And that's what I was just going to say. And the doctors. And Bill, do you have one of the yellow books?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you could share that. Because
I don't have a whip.
Yeah. Southwest Missouri has really put out a good book that I will try and get each one of these copies. We don't have any more at the center, but we'll see if we can scrounge some up from Springfield. But I would encourage you to use the churches. And I know you can't do it one-on-one, but try a mailing. You know, that's one of the things that we had discussed in trying to do an assessment for the Forsyth Senior Center.
We found in talking to the pastors that a lot of them were not familiar with it in the very beginning, and then once we educated it on, they said, I will be sure and mention this to the congregation on Sunday. And likewise also, at the time when we were getting signatures on petition to get it put on the ballot, a lot of the signatures were presented at churches.
What do you think on advertising?
Bob,
I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah, this may be what Ms. Dooley was talking about, who we are. Maybe we could put something or... No,
that's the Vintage Voice, I believe.
Well, okay, here's the Vintage Voice. There's several different publications, which are a cheap paper. I don't think it can cost that much.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that would be all the numbers, the dates of everything. This is what you need to do.
Now, those go out to all 18 counties. Here, from the Agency on Aging.
I think what we're saying here, there's going to be some advertising costs, but a lot of it could be through public channels, but we still need to put some in there for advertising costs.
I was going to say, they do a lot of, of course public service messages and stuff like that.
Public service on radio and that kind of thing. So,
I think that we do need some sort of a pamphlet, not as big as that, but I think we're going to need something that we can have at the churches to hand out, we can have at the doctor's office to hand out.
Have at the libraries.
Have wherever.
At the community center.
I think we just need to get a bunch of those out for people.
So, dollar figure.
$5,000.
That sound all right to everybody?
Yes.
$5,000 for advertising. Okay.
What are we left with now, Rick?
$23,000.
See, we don't have anything for training yet, I don't think. Board expense and training.
Could I put something in when we talk about training, Dan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and I have to apologize for this. I said that to put on the computer. There is going to be a training session in Branson from all of the counties that have the Senior Service Fund in October. I thought I saved it. I can't find it now. But I've got a few phone calls out, and I hope in the next day or two. And what it is, it's going to be 3 or 4 days of training sessions for all the counties that are involved in this. But I will tell you, the cost is about $150 to register for this.
I thought you said it was $200.
Was that what it was? Because I even called up the gentleman in Columbia, Missouri, and offered to volunteer, just so we could get some of the papers. So I will try in the next week to get you some information on this training session. It is about the third week of October.
I don't know what, $2,500 for board training expense?
I was thinking $500 a piece.
Okay. $3,500. Yeah, because I'm sure there'll be other meetings throughout the year, too. Okay, 3,500. Let's see, what did you say? We were 22.5 before? 19.5 left. Let's see, what we got? Fees, utilities, and dues. Dues, maybe 2,500 for dues.
I think that's a little
high. A
little high.
Okay. 1,000 for dues?
Yeah.
What's next, Rick?
Supplies.
Supplies. 5,000. Because I'm talking about doing mailings and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, and those kind of go with our advertising and our supplies. Kind of hand in hand there, so.
That'll give us a little extra mm-hmm. if we need it.
Okay.
You got equipment now.
Equipment? What are we down to? How much now?
13.5.
13.5. Another 5,000 for equipment.
Copier, computer.
Okay. 8,500 left. What, fees and utilities? Is that the last two rooms? Just want to split it down the middle, 4,250 for each.
Yeah, and our fees is something we're going to pay to somebody else if we need their help in something, right?
If we decide we need a consultant for something, or if we need an accountant, or if we need a lawyer, or if we need a...
We've got two lawyers, we've got an accountant.
And we don't get paid.
So...
Well, in case we get in trouble,
that's right. Oh no, not those kind of things.
Hopefully, we won't.
That's what your E&O is for.
That's what the insurance is for.
Yeah.
What? But there may be some things that we end up, you know, needing some professional help for. I don't know.
Website on your list. So
pardon me.
You've got website on your list, so if we decide
to combine
that
with the utilities, is what you did.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. What did you set aside for fees?
I said 4,250. Maybe we ought to put 3,000 for fees and what the rest of it on the utilities. I think 4,250 on the fees is kind of high. Yeah.
So what would that make the utilities?
Rick?
Yes.
Since this is a county board, meeting in county, can't it be listed as more or less a department on the county web page?
I'm sure it can be. I'm not the webmaster here.
That way they have an automatic contacting point.
I think it's probably a good thing. Let me tell you, I have people come in all the time and say, what about the budget? And I said, well, all you do is go to the county website, and they can't find the budget on the county website. So I've got a feeling you may want to add your own website, although I would suggest you listen on the county also. It will cost you probably $500 a year to keep or maintain a website. It's not hard to do. Mike can do it.
I can do it. Really.
Yeah.
most people can do it.
You can do it. Somebody can do it. I did my own. So what I know, I know one of you guys can do that.
What did the utility figure come out to be?
$5,500.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll clean this up, dress it up a little bit, make it look a little neater. And if you guys then email me, the easiest thing is Rick Finley at Yahoo, and I'll get you a copy back.
That's F-I-N-D-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Chuck, we've had some discussion. Would the county possibly have a small office available or something like that? Or?
I was thinking about that. We heard it earlier. I can think of one office that is quite large. We've only got one person in there that we could probably just put a divider in. Yeah, I think we'd certainly, in my opinion, we'd want to find a spot.
I'm sure we got some desks and chairs and sitting around the store somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could get some volunteer help to help set that up, probably. So I'm looking out there.
Really, no, fire guys, head down.
Don't make eye contact.
This lady right here is excellent with computers. So.
Okay, did we balance out then, Rick? Okay, I'd make a motion, or excuse me, I won't make a motion. I'll entertain a motion that we approve the budget that was adopted.
I make a motion to adopt the budget as stated.
I second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Well, that may be the last unanimous vote we get. Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it. I guess our next meeting date, we picked, what was it? I don't have my bylaws.
Fourth Tuesday?
4 or 5
again. Okay.
What about the 10th? There is a meeting on the 10th.
And we probably need to be here for that. That's where they're going to levy the assessment.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
Of course, everybody voted on 5 cents per hundred, so yeah. I don't see where it'd be any different.
Yeah, the way I understand it, I think the county actually sets the levy, not us. Maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah, the county.
I think we submit a budget to them.
We set the levy, yeah.
But I think that, let's see, the 10th I'll be in town. I suppose I'll be gone, but I would be here.
Yeah, I'll be gone.
What is the 10th on?
Where is that meeting going to be? September though, or October?
September.
Donna said that she had already set it up.
Yeah, we're talking about the levy meeting.
I thought it was October.
No,
they're talking about the levy meeting.
I think as many of us as can be at the levy meeting ought to be there if
that's
possible.
On the, that's on the 10th, I believe.
Okay, levy meeting the 10th of September.
At what time?
Yeah.
8:30 a.m.
8:30 a.m. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then our next meeting is
whatever the fourth Tuesday is
of September.
Yeah, at 5:00.
28th.
September
28th.
As far as we know, it's here, unless we have our own space by then.
Yeah. Okay. And the fact I know right now I'll be absent for that meeting, so you're in charge, Mr. Merrill.
I should be.
You'll be back by then?
I'll be back by then.
Okay.
Unless the fish are back.
I would assume, yeah.
No. September.
She's not going to let you finish.
Mr. Ingram, before you adjourn.
Yes.
On behalf of the committee, the Friends of Taney County Seniors, which will be disbanded in a few days, I hope, I want to thank you for taking on this job. As I've stated to some of you in the past that I've spoke to, this is going to be a hard job. No matter what you decide to do, somebody's going to be unhappy. And I, for one, personally, and for the committee, we thank you for taking this on. But everybody that served on this committee and everybody that has helped with the petition and vote are here to help you. If you need any help, assistance at all, please contact us, and we will be there to help you.
And she will volunteer.
Yes.
Would you, Ben, you're all here as a board. Would you like us to go ahead and try to set up like a community forum at Forsyth and Branson to where we can do what we discussed, to be there as a board and have people come in and tell us what they do and how they do it and just really try to get an idea of what the resources are out here for the aging? And,
yeah,
probably
we need
would
to do that.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can go ahead and start trying to work something out on that equipment.
Another thing I really think it might be a good idea, and as I said before, Bill and I have talked about this, is trying to get an assessment. Although I will tell you, Southwest Missouri sent us forms last year, I guess it was about a year ago, of asking questions in it. We gave them out at the senior centers, and I'm not sure about Branson, but I know at Forsyth, probably only maybe a fourth or a third of people bothered to fill them in. So I don't know.
Something like that, though, you're going to have to just sit down at the table.
One-on-one.
When they're eating lunch or whatever they're doing and say, okay, it's your turn. I'm going to ask you these questions. Give me the answers. That's the only way we're going to get that done. And then how many people are you actually going to get at the senior center that...
No, it would have
need these services.
It'd have to go out to more places besides the senior center.
Yeah.
I actually have a senior community needs assessment that I borrowed off the computer that other people did, and which has their questions on there. I could type that up if we wanted to use that.
Is that that Skaggs one? I mean the hospital one?
It was off the hospital one, basically. Yeah. I didn't, when we was taking minutes, we went kind of quick. I didn't get the second for the first one. Where we were setting the name of the organization. I didn't get who seconded it. Did you do that? Okay. I will type up some minutes and I will send them an email to you, to everybody. Everybody has email addresses.
Okay. Yeah, I think. I think the email that Nikki sent around to us, letting us know by the time of the meeting. I think it had everybody's email address on it.
I think I had everybody's. So.
I'm going to be writing the story for the week. People are going to go, well, who do we call?
Give them the board. I would recommend that you, right now, that you give them the board members' names and phone numbers. And right now, that's...
Five of your names and where you live will be in the paper tomorrow.
I mean, right now, that's who they're going to have to contact. Isn't that correct?
I guess there's nobody else.
Board member of their choice.
Board, pick your own, I guess.
Probably the one closest to you. And if we have concerns, everybody has email. We can maybe send around to each other just for information. You know what kind of request or concern that we got, and who it was from, and maybe that will help us down the line.
Okay.
So,
Chuck, I had asked Rick when he was in here, and he said he thought so, but he wasn't sure. Since this is a county board, can they not be included on the county page as a department?
On our side?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think there's always a...
He said you could probably do that, but he also recommended you have your own website, too. So.
But I'm sure that, if a lot of people would automatically think of going to the county since it's a county organization. Yeah.
We can also put your website when it's onto Southwest Missouri's website, as a link.
Yeah, we could put some links on there to the different agencies around that do senior services.
But again, we have that same problem. So many of our seniors down here don't use the internet.
I mean, you made reference to Southwest Missouri a couple of times. Has that Southwest Missouri Office on Aging, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, it might be. It's an 18-county area, and we're one of their pens.
Right. Okay. Anything else you have, Bill? Or
well, also, does somebody want to retype the bylaws, or do you want me to do?
I can read it. Those are on my computer. I can do that if you want.
You can do that. Okay. I don't know of anything else right now.
Don,
I know we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Mike, can't think of anything. You're just going to email the finished product to it.
Right. Yeah. Rick will, I guess, send the budget to you, and I'll get those bylaws redone, and I guess whenever Bill gets the minutes put together,
We got the budget completed. That was what we needed before the 20th. Is that
right.
It? That's the only thing that we absolutely had to have before the 20th.
Who's going to contact somebody about the insurance?
Okay.
I guess I can I'll contact somebody about some officer director's liability. At least get a quote for us. Leanne, anything? Bonnie?
I think we accomplished a lot.
Beth?
Well, one thing I'd like to say is I would like to challenge all of us to be proactive and not just take up seats around this table.
Yeah.
I think we all need to get out there and if we see somebody, we think they might need some help, we might talk to them. And I just think we just really need to get out there and keep on what these ladies have started, and gentlemen, and I think we just need to keep that going.
I recommend that we only have three officers too, you know, we might want to get to the point where we would just ask one of our other people here, would you be kind of in charge over this area of
doing this,
kind
doing
of pulling
that.
Things yeah. together here, you know. I think that would be reasonable. I mean, we would all help each other.
Right. But, you know, and like we've all said here, there's the people that go to the seniors. It's like, I use for example, working in the courthouse. You know, we all know about politics and everything, but if you work in the courthouse, then you kind of really know what's going on, and other people don't. And it's the same thing. The people that go to the senior citizens, they're the ones that know what's going on. So we need to get out there. I mean, I live in Reuter, so I've got Pro Tem in that area, and we need to get out there in those little places, Ridgedale, Powerside, all these little places.
Bob?
I've got a fast question. I was here yesterday, and something was said they needed this budget by the 20th so that they can get the money sooner and would make it retroactive. Now, how do you get retroactive money? The taxes are...
No, it's not retroactive.
No.
It's just that the money, if we had the budget in by the 20th, the money that's collected in 2011 we could use. Otherwise, it would have been 2012.
Okay, but you wouldn't be able to use it. When does the money deal start then?
November.
It starts, it starts at the first of the fiscal year is when you can start using it. So that would be January 1st.
Now, I think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we need to address this and decide among ourselves. I'm assuming that once the money comes, you know, once we start collecting tax revenues, that we'd be entitled to use the money. Now, maybe I'm mistaken. But
that's what Sheila had said originally, and that it would start coming in November.
Right, right. Chuck, do you have anything you want to, words of wisdom you want to give to us?
Well, I visited someone this morning, which, and it's kind of been talked about a little bit. There's lots of folks out there besides the folks that work on the committee that may have an opportunity to get involved, volunteer to benefit our seniors, and kind of have that follow up what Beth was saying by getting involved and encouraging other folks that have some time this way or that to help our seniors outside of the money that's coming in from the tax, that some other things may come out good out of it.
That's the reason we're talking about setting up these kind of senior forums, that people like that could have an opportunity to say, well, yeah, I'd want to help you on this, or, you know, that could all be, of course, that could be an ongoing thing, but that would be a good
way. That's one of the things Bill and I have been tossed around for the past month or two, I guess, is some kind of group, a support group, or, you know, like you say, you know, where do you go get services? And I mean, the senior has a hard time talking on the phone. You know, they're.
Well, part of our job is going to certainly have to be education.
Yeah.
You know, so that's.
But if you do decide to do the forums, I would recommend that we try and go down Bradleyville, Pro Tem area, Ridgedale. There's lots of churches down there that would be glad to host something like that. Nobody shows up, then it's not, at least you've tried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don, one other thing, if I could.
Yes.
Ditto to Pat's thanks for you all serving on the board. We appreciate it. Glad you got a heart to do it. And number two, as I'm sure everybody's aware, we had twice more work wise enough people volunteer. And those people are some of those that we want to, we as a county commission need to thank them, of course, for being able to serve, but also. Board could remember those people and when things come up.
Try to include them people on some things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've got that list in the office.
Not to single anybody out, but the gentleman sitting in the back has been here and listened intently, but hadn't said anything. Is there anything you'd like to share with us, sir?
No, I'm just here listening.
Okay.
Just
before you, I would like to invite you all to something on October the 17th. at the Forsyth Center. Oh, you'll be getting invitations.
We don't have to write.
We just did them up this morning. I wrote out and told her what I needed, and she did it for me. The Forsyth Senior Center will be celebrating our 25th anniversary. 35 years ago, the Department of Aging set up a nutrition site here in Forsyth for seniors. And 25 years ago, the Forsyth Senior Friendship Center was formed and purchased the building that we're in. And we're very proud of this fact that we've been around here this long. And we plan on sending out invitations to a lot of people. And even though I know a lot of petitions and people from Jessica, we're still going to send them invitations because I want them to know that we're here. We plan on staying here. So you will all get an invitation, believe me.
Thank you very much. To hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll do it.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much.
Who seconded that?
Michael.